This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. You're listening to the best of the Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. Today I have Lucy Moon in the studio
Hello,
with me.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here.
I'm ready for a game.
Yeah, we've got producer Natalie in the studio.
Hello.
She came and said that she might blush.
I might do.
During this game of innuendo or innuendo.
So can someone explain to me what this game is?
Yeah. I'm fake fan. Can't you even not listen to my show?
Mildly embarrassed that I don't know what it is.
So basically, Nat has picked some phrases from Urban Dictionary. And they're either an innuendo or an innuendo. So it's sexual or non-sexual.
Oh.
And so then we have to buzz in using a sound that we create with our mouths in a minute. And then guess if it's sexual or non-sexual, and also guess what it means.
Okay.
Would you like to create a buzzing sound?
When you said a buzzer, my first thought was moo.
Okay,
so
great.
So I'm going to do a moo.
You're going to do a moo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna, let's go down the animal route, and I'm going to do quack, quack.
Oh, God, that's going to deafen my ears, but I'm ready.
That's nice. Okay.
I'm a duck. I'm ready.
Number one, then. Lace hanky. Lace hanky.
Mm.
Yes, Lucy. Is it sexual or non-sexual?
Non-sexual.
Incorrect.
Oh, really? A lace hanky.
It sounds a bit vaginal.
Vaginal.
Not involving the vagina.
Does
at
it
all.
Involve
no.
like semen on a hanky?
It does. It involves semen, but you wouldn't have necessarily. So you wouldn't have ejaculated at this point. There wouldn't be the semen there, but it would involve that area.
The groin, the penis
yes,
area.
Yeah.
So there's no ejaculation.
No,
balls,
but not. Well, there's nothing coming out of the penis at this point. So you're doing something in that area. What are you? You're down
hand
in that
job,
area.
Blowjob.
Blowjob. Right.
Blowjob.
So,
okay.
So you're.
We're getting there.
So it's when you're giving somebody a blowjob, but then they do something else happens, and that's when the lace hanky comes in.
Oh my gosh.
What is that? Something up the bum, like fingers up the bum.
No,
at
it's
the same
nothing
time
to do with bum. It's more something you would do
on
your
no,
facially
to me.
On your face. Something that would happen. Something that happens to your face or
you suddenly like have a stroke and you
not
bite
a stroke,
down onto the penis.
Something that you do. So it's not like so you don't burp.
Okay.
So it'd be something like that.
Hiccup.
Not hiccuping.
Don't say puke.
You do quite a lot of it on this
puke.
Show. Not puke. No. Not puke.
I don't puke on the show.
What
I do quite
do a
lot of this on the show. What do I do on the show? Breathing, talking.
Laughing.
Laughing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we laugh on this show sometimes.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Yes. Well, okay. A lace hanky.
Oh, God. What?
Do you want to have a final guess then?
Right.
Oh,
so you're giving someone
give
a blowjob.
I don't have a dirty enough mind for
you
this.
Laugh.
And then something
and
happens
then
once you laugh.
Someone sneezes.
A lace
no.
Hanky. And then there's ejaculation.
No, ejaculation, but maybe not from your mouth. Maybe
from
some
your
other
nose.
Yes.
That's what I said, sneezing.
Okay. But it's more like when a person giving a blowjob laughs and then passes a load out of their nose. So it'd be like snot, I guess.
Why is that called a lace hanky?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Stay connected.
Yeah.
Ooh, yuck.
I think maybe you get that one, Hannah, do you?
I had a lot of help.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you a point though.
Yes.
Give you a point.
I just feel like, how do people know these things?
I don't know.
You have to experience it to
yeah,
name
exactly
it on Urban Dictionary.
Okay, yeah. Number two. Body ironed.
I-R-O-N-E-D.
Yeah.
Body ironed.
Ooh. Yes, Lucy, yeah.
Non-sexual.
Correct.
It seems like someone rolling along someone else. But
no.
I could be wrong.
No.
Just jump. Pile on!
Yeah, exactly. But
you're
then you roll as well.
Then you get body ironed.
Like steamrolled.
No, this only involves yourself.
Is it when you burn yourself when you're like straightening your hair?
No, it involves clothes.
Clothes.
Oh, when you're ironing your clothes on your body?
No, but.
Oh, damn.
It does involve you wearing something that needs ironing.
Do you lie down on stuff and like attempt to iron the clothes?
No, you're not lying down. So you're wearing something that's wrinkled and then something happens to get rid of the wrinkles from your body.
You fart.
No.
I don't think that's how that works.
You fart. Is that how you do your ironing? Here?
I'm just in Urban Dictionary mode. I'm like, has it got anything to do with farts or semen?
No semen or farts involved in this.
No semen and farts. Okay. Well, that narrows it down.
I don't.
What does your body produce?
Sweat.
Right, which is kind of what kind? Well, not necessarily sweat, but it's like body
steam, heat.
Heat, right, yes. So it's body heat. It's when you wear a wrinkled shirt and the heat from your body gets rid of the wrinkles. I don't think that's
not true. Happen.
That's not true,
that
is it?
That's not
but
science.
I'm a cold no. human. So
that is
maybe.
Not science.
Yeah.
No, that's not, no, no science. Act to science.
Okay, number three. Load warrior.
Oh, my God. Is this someone that can just ejaculate and then ejaculate? Well, is it, quack, is it, quack.
Yes.
Sexual.
Yes.
Someone who just can keep on ejaculating.
It's not necessarily that they can keep on doing it. It's more...
It's just an insane amount.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a man that is known for ejaculating enormous amounts of semen during sex.
Oh,
a
lovely
load warrior.
Lucky. A load warrior. Right, number four.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Tooth sweater.
Tooth sweater?
Yes.
As in sweat off your body?
No, as in a sweater that
like
you would
a
wear. A jumper, yeah.
A tooth sweater. Moo. Yep. I can't see how that is sexual.
You're correct. It is not sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, I have an idea.
Go on.
No, but you mooed in.
Oh, gosh. I just know if it was sexual, but I'd lose a lot of faith in humanity.
It's not sexual.
Tooth sweater. A sweater that when you put it on is really itchy and sharp, and so you're like, oh, there's teeth all over me. That.
That's so cute.
It's cute, but it's no.
Is it a filling?
No.
Oh. Is it a mouth
guard? Is it a grill?
Braces?
It's not a grill. It's not braces. It's more something that happens, say, if you don't brush your teeth for a day or so.
Oh, that horrible tacky,
overcoat.
Yeah.
It's that kind of texture that there's like a tooth sweater.
Yeah.
Like fuzzy. Furry kind of.
Lucy gets a point there. Wish there was no word for that.
Yes. Horrible. That's a point for Lucy, though.
I get it when I drink too much Coke.
Yeah, or you have a bunch of sugar.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just like,
Or tea, actually. If you eat loads of dairy
and you just run your tongue along your teeth and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Good job, Lizzie. Right, final one. Barbed wire fence.
Oh, God.
Go on, Hannah. You buzz in on this one.
Okay.
Don't
quack,
know.
Quack. Yes. Barbed wire fence. Non-sexual. Great at sexual.
Sexual.
Well, fuck that.
I can't.
What is
think.
Sexual to do with barbed wires?
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't involve actual barbed wire.
Is it?
It's like something like a cock block.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No.
Like, you know, a chastity belt.
No,
but it's just barbed wire.
It's something that you have in your mouth that might be metal.
Oh, braces.
Yes, it involves braces.
Oh, so when you're trying to give someone head and you got braces and
it
stops.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Get some pubes stuck in it.
Pubes are involved, yeah.
When you get caught. So the person who's giving head gets
caught. And then what happens to the pubes when they get caught?
They pull out.
They're ripped out of the skin. Yeah, that is correct. That's correct, Lucy.
Gosh.
A barbed wire fence, it says here, when giving a BJ and your braces get caught in their pubes and rips them out of the skin.
That's another
my
way of
fragile.
Getting a wax.
Oh my God. Well,
well done, Lucy.
Then that was 2-2.
That's 2-2, yeah.
Well, no,
well done us.
No winners here, but I think only losers, because I wish I did not know any of that.
It doesn't benefit us, does it, really? Well, you never know. Hopefully
you never know.
Not.
You know, if someone ejaculates loads, so we're like, oh, you're a load warrior.
Yes.
And they go, okay, I'm going to leave now.
Good for you. Good for you. Oh, my goodness. Right, more games coming up. I've been here all night.
Ariana.
I've been here all day.
Nicki Minaj.
And boy, you got me walking side to side. I'm talking to you. See you standing over there with your body. Feeling like I wanna rock with your body. And we don't gotta think about nothing. I'm coming at you. Cause I know you got a bad reputation. Doesn't matter cause you give me temptation. And we don't gotta think about nothing. Give you up.
type of flow. Wrist icicle, ride dick bicycle. Come true, yo. Get you this type of blow. If you want a menage, I got a tricycle. All these bitches froze, it's my mini-me. Body smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelings, cause they feeling me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell him to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, then I make my gun pop. I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana run pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause I
You're listening to the best of the Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I'm Hannah Whitten, and today in the studio I have with me Grace Victory.
Hi guys.
Okay, so this game, Grace, is called The Fuck You Sayin', Mate.
Okay.
Have you heard of the YouTube channel Pronunciation Manual?
No.
Okay, good. I will explain. So if you search into YouTube how to pronounce blank, usually the first thing that comes up with the most hits is a complete parody channel that will give you just the completely the wrong pronunciation, and it's hilarious.
Okay.
It's just so good. It's so good. Anyway, so we have some of the audio files and we're going to play them, and then we have to guess what the original word is. And it's a bit weird. It's usually, it's tricky sometimes. But okay, to give you an idea of like the style, this is what this is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual according to Pronunciation Manual.
Porn cat on man anal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
That's the tone.
Okay. It's going to be hard.
And that's going to give us loads of clues, yeah, by the way. And you can ask questions like animal, mineral, vegetable. That's usually the main one I go for. Because sometimes it's food, sometimes it's a person. Mm. Anyway, right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. First one.
Thothith.
Wait, that's it? Oh my God. Normally we get three listens, but I might give us more for that one. Could you hear it?
Yeah, go on.
Thothith.
Thesaurus.
Yes.
Thesaurus?
Yeah.
Who's that? Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, it is. That is a thesaurus. Correct.
Killing it.
What can I
Where's
say?
Where's it?
Yeah.
All right. Thesaurus. Thesaurus. Right, next one.
Spangly Dank McDingledorf.
Spangly Dank McDingledorf. Spangly.
I want to say spaghetti bolognese.
you're so close. You don't even know. Spaghetti and something else, but it's not
meatballs.
Yes,
meatballs.
Meatballs.
Oh my God,
I got that. I got.
Yes. You are so good at this.
Yes, yes. Do you know why? Because I think I've got this thing where I sort of have my own language and I make up on the spot, and I feel like I do that with words anyway.
This is good then.
That could be why I'm getting
it. Oh my God. Maybe this is your language.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay, right. Next one.
Kirkadoo Salal.
Go on, Grace.
Kirkadoo Salal.
Yeah, what is that?
Come on, Grace. I'm just like going to sit here and see if you just get this, because I have no clue. Kirkadoo Salal. Is it a food again?
It's not a food.
Kirkadoo Salal. Does it begin with a C?
It does begin with a C. It's three words.
Three words, Jesus.
Oh, three. Okay.
You'd go and see it.
Oh, is it a play?
It's not. It's a show.
Is it a well-known circus show?
It's circus-related, yeah.
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. Oh,
Cirque
yay!
Du Soleil.
Oh, my God, let's hear that. Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Salal.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Salal.
I love
That's
this.
That's so good. Okay, next one.
Rancho Galvez.
What? Rancho Galvez. Is that someone's name? That sounds
it,
like...
It is a person.
Uh-huh.
Ricky Gervais.
Yes!
Oh, my God,
I'm sick.
This is what I mean. This is I've come alive.
This is your moment, Grace.
YouTube fails me, this is my next job.
You need to like just go through this this channel and just have a look at it all. It's so funny. Okay. Right, this is the last one. Wow. Jesus, Grace. Wow.
Bronado Barbie.
What? Do that again. Bronado Barbie.
Bronado Barbie.
Bronado Bobby. Barbie. Bro.
I've got this in my head.
Oh my god.
What is it?
Is it a person?
It's not a person, but people are involved in it.
Okay, that's throwing me.
Big Brother?
No.
But it is
a show.
One more time.
It's a show. Mm-hmm. TV show. Mm-hmm. Bronado Bobby.
In the UK?
No.
Okay, the States.
Bronado Bobby.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's it. No, no, it doesn't begin with a B.
Two words,
both beginning
Breaking
with B.
Breaking Bad!
Yes, it is Breaking Bad.
Go on,
Grace
babes.
Still wins. Three.
Grace still wins. Grace but still? I didn't, Yay! Like, go down too hard, but... Jesus,
do you play this every show?
Yeah.
Was I the best one?
You were.
Yeah,
you're better than me, for sure. You're just, like, on it. You're, like, in the... In, like, the mind of whoever creates these.
How is it strange. You? Are you involved with the channel, Grace?
Maybe.
It's Grace's channel.
It's your voice.
Maybe.
That guy's, this is your voice.
Ronado
yeah.
Barbie.
Yeah, that's totally you. I knew it. I knew it. That's why you're so good at this. Oh,
I'm
my God.
I've impressed myself, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's a really fun game, though. this could be my new, like, obsession.
Yeah. Don't go on the channel just yet and clue yourself in, because when you potentially come back next week for the Christmas special, Hannah Witten Show Food Bar Christmas special with previous guests.
Okay, so I'm going to do something to you.
Oh,
right,
what are you
going
to do?
You have to... I have to say something and you've got to think about what it is.
Oh, God, are you just going to make something up now? What is it?
Pashwami naan. Okay.
Pashwami naan.
Wow. That was quite a good... I just made it up.
Yeah.
I like that.
What if,
can I just say...
What if that was like, it? You just make sounds and I'm like, it sounds like this way.
I do like pashwami naan though.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really good.
Delicious. I like garlic naan.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm hungry now. Wait, we've got food in front of us. I'm actually not hungry.
How would you pronounce Southern Fried Chicken?
Okay. Asurfrichen.
Hochen.
Yeah. That's it.
Hochen. I would have said, so thorny. Friedekun. Kun.
So thorny, Friedekun. Kun.
That's a good one.
So Friday cooking.
Okay, let's do this one.
Cocktail sausages. Kuka. Kukata. Le soir sage.
I'm going to go and check on there in a minute and see if that's not the actual one. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Katali Sugaj.
I like the G that you put in there. Yeah. I'm into this.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you say, don't matter what you do. I only wanna do bad things to you. So good that you can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated.
Hey. Nothing's that bad if it feels good. So you come back like I knew you would. And we're both wild and the night's young. Enjoy my drug, breathe you into my face numb. Drop it down to that bass drum. I got what you dream about. Nail scratching my back tat. Eyes closed when you scream out and you keep me in with those hips. While my teeth sinking those lips. While your body's giving me life and you suffocating my kiss. Then you said I want you forever, hey. Even when we're not together. Stars on my body so I can take you wherever. Like I want you forever, even when we're not together. Stars on my body, I can look at you and never get.
Am I out of my head? Am I out
can I say? It's complicated. No matter what you say, don't matter what you do. I only wanna do bad things to you. So good that you can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated.
Hey, I can't explain it. I love the pain. And I love the way that your breath loves me like Novocaine. And we are always high. Keep it strange. Okay, yeah, I'm insane. But you're the same. Let me paint the picture. Couch by the kitchen. Ayy, nothing but your heels on. Losing our religion. You're my pretty little fiction. And I'm that voice inside your head that keeps telling you to listen to all the bad things I say and you said. I want you forever. So I can take you wherever life. I want you forever. Even when we're not together. Scars on my body, I can look at you and never
care. Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like. Don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you say. Don't matter what you do. Cause we're just living between the sheets. I want you forever, even when we're not together.
Yeah, scars on my body so I can take you wherever life.
I want you forever, even when we're not together.
Scars on my body,
yeah.
I can look at you and never.
Of the Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Today in the studio, I've got with me Rose and Rosie.
Yay! Yes! Woo! Rosie's pouring herself a drink.
A massive glass of wine. And Rose, your drink is thruffing over there. You might want to put your mouth on it.
Look, it's as excited as I am.
Hey! I never heard that song before, and I like it.
Yay! So good. But I can't explain it. What can I say?
The singing is back.
I told you, Hannah, I can't sing, but it doesn't stop me.
Doesn't stop you. I love that.
I'm glad you liked it, Hannah.
It shouldn't stop you. Yeah. Okay,
it's a
Rosie,
sexual song.
Sorry for cutting you off, but
no,
what was your favourite lyric?
So I was going to give a hint to it. One of my favourite lyric is, I can't find it on the sheet, but it's something like, nail scratching my back tat.
That's so but unrelatable for you, Rosie. You haven't got any tattoos.
Yeah, but I may have nails.
Yeah, but I don't have any tattoos.
That reminds me of a series of photos that I'm saving on my phone. There's currently two.
Oh my
in
god!
This
tell
album.
Me all about this album. Oh
so basically,
show me later.
Yeah. I will show you. I will show you.
Let the lady speak.
But I'm a bit of a scratcher.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. You have to leave your mark. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. And when I leave my mark, I like to get photo evidence of my
mark.
Because
if other ladies are going to go there, you've left your mark. You've claimed your piece.
Rosie,
right?
Rosie used to bite me a lot, and now
I
she
love
doesn't.
It. No. I could bite you if you'd let me.
Now I'm sensitive to pain.
I like this. So it's about kind of just like being slightly more naughty.
Yeah, I feel like
bad
it's very...
It's not bad in bed as in like shit in bed.
No, well, it's not
let's read
shit
some
in
lyrics,
bed.
Shall we? It starts with, am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like.
Wow. If he only knew, or she.
I only want to do bad things to you.
Yeah.
That's exactly
so good.
How I feel.
You can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated.
It's not complicated. Just do it.
Oh, see? This is why I love Hannah.
Here. Look, you've underlined it. I don't know if you did it. And we're both wild, and the night's young, and you're my drug. Breathe you into my face, nubs.
Breathe you into my face.
Wait. I nail scratching my back tat, eyes closed while you scream out, and you keep me in with those hips while my teeth sink in those lips while your body's giving me life and you suffocate in my kiss.
I'm turned on.
Same.
Does anyone want to go and crack one out right now?
Try
Spaghetti.
Yes.
How long's the next song?
I need 30 seconds.
Yeah, you do.
Amazing.
Oh, why do I share? Anyway.
It's a dirty, dirty song. And can I say, so she performed it live on Jimmy Fallon. Oh. With Machine Gun Kelly. Can you look at that?
Such a good
and,
one.
And the footage was released and that's been taken away.
On YouTube.
Yeah, because like copyright. I think they teased us with it. They're like, oh, have a look. No, don't watch it. buy the album instead. Buy it.
But the video comes out on the 1st of December. Yeah. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's Fallon. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yes, but the Jimmy Fallon, oh my God. Oh. She looks incredible. She's in this amazing dress.
Surely we can find pictures of
her. Yeah, I'm sure we can find pictures. Can I also say on the 1st of December, that's when our Diva cover issue comes out as well.
Oh, promo.
What, I did cheeky promo.
What shoot comes out?
Our Diva photo shoot.
No, it's come out. The
photos came out. Yeah, they're amazing.
The physical,
ladies.
Thank you, babes.
Thanks. You know your own product,
I know you want a slice. the physical magazine comes out on the 1st.
Yeah,
so
we're going
to buy it in W.H. Smith, Sainsbury's, Tesco's, or Morrison's.
Yeah. It'll be at the top shelf of W.H. Smith where you can't see it. So make sure you get it and put it in the middle.
What was it like taking those pictures?
It's great.
I was channeling Kristen Stewart. I was trying to think, what would Kristen Stewart do? Yeah.
Basically, I can't pose. And they're always like, oh, Rose, can you like, you know, sexy your face or do something warmer with your eyes? I'm like, I don't know what that means. So just take the picture.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's always a bit awkward for me because I'm like, Rosie has it down. She's
I got think her... about bad things.
Oh, I like it.
All right, Rosie.
I think about things that I'm not allowed to think about.
All right, there you go.
I'm just going to think about that when looking at the pictures.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
So, that's exactly the effect I was like.
You're welcome. Is this the outfit?
Oh, no, that's a different one.
That's her and Shawn Mendes.
Oh, my God, that is Shawn Mendes.
Type in Camila Cabello Machine Gun Kelly, because that's his name.
Yeah, that's his birth name.
His birth name.
Oh, well done. You did MGK.
Yes, it's that first picture on Google.
Yeah.
Isn't that a beautiful dress?
Yes. She was like sat
this
there
one.
And
yeah.
She flicked it around and revealed her leg, you know.
All right, Rosie. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. She looked amazing.
Details.
Yeah, she does look amazing.
She performed it like it was so sexual and they're taking it down. I hope they put it back up.
Yeah, they'll put it back
I
up.
I think they
just
want you to watch
down.
The video, which I will be watching. She's my new Ariana Grande. And
Hold on.
Mate.
First of
oh my
all.
God, have you found it? That's someone filming it, but yeah.
Yeah, that's an illegal copy.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, this was her in it.
The illegal copy has 400,000 views.
Hannah's got an illegal copy here.
Rosie, well, stop jumping on my Camila Cabello train.
I like Camila Cabello before Rose liked Camila Cabello. Right,
I liked Camila Cabello before I knew her name was Camila Cabello.
Right, you did. You did say you liked her.
Because you guys were like, which one's your favourite? I was
you
like,
said Camila.
That one.
You said that one, yeah.
I can't believe you told everyone we asked you that question. It's like the question you don't ask. And we're like, he's your favourite, Hannah.
Rose loves Fifth Harmony, but I liked them before Rose even liked them. And I liked Camila was my favourite. And I
fight,
started wearing...
Fight.
If Rosie anyone wants discovered to, them.
Yeah, if anyone's a big fan of our YouTube channel, if you look back at my YouTube channel, I started wearing bows in my hair because I liked it that much.
Yeah, and I claimed
it. I watched
it.
Them when they were
move
on
X
Factor.
Move on.
Wow. Okay.
This song gets me hot, I'm not gonna
lie. Are there any more lyrics on this that we want to point out?
On,
I'm just like,
oh, well, I like this one. Nothing's that bad if it feels good.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
I
come
see.
Back.
Nothing can be bad. It feels good.
There's this line here. Scars on my body so I can take you wherever.
That's from the back scratcher.
That is so Tumblr. You know who would reblog that on Tumblr?
Yeah, Lauren Harragi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There you go. All right, cool.
After the after party, we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna rip it up. The neighbors might complain. I think it's almost 4 a.m., but baby, I'm still feeling just fine. Ice all up in a plastic cup, and I'ma keep on sipping all night, yeah. Kiss a thousand lips, but maybe that's just all in my mind. Some people never understand the way we live, but we're living life. Monday to Sunday, it's never too late, so everyone say we don't wanna stop. 'Cause after the after party, we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna rip it up. The neighbors might complain. 'Cause after the after party, we're gonna stay till morning. Then when the time is up, we do it all again. Yeah. We're all in love. We're all in love. I'm hanging on my best friend's couch and my clothes are all on the floor. I got glitter in my underwear like it was Studio 54, yeah. Come number one, I love it, but I need it, baby. Black ring on the encore. Let's pour another drink, the glasses go. Yeah, we're always up for one more. Monday to Sunday, it's never too late. So everyone say, we don't wanna stop. Cause after the after party, we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna wrap it up. The neighbors are complaining. Cause after the after party, we're gonna stay till morning. The girls on the line is up. We do it all again.
The party just ended, but I'm not done with you. But my folks out of town, we got a crib with a view. Y'all come over, bring a couple friends, I keep mine's with me. Shouts out to Whitney, she was so wicked.
The party was so crazy, oh, the party was so crazy. Oh, tomorrow I'll be lazy, but I'll spend it with you, baby, oh.
Monday to Sunday, doing it all baby, on replay, just to the weekday. Drop, drop. And we do it like ice cream for dinner, bucket of liquor. We're getting sicker, don't need a deeper. We're all in love, yeah. Drop, 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 drop. And we do it like Monday to Sunday, doing it all way. Riri on replay, cheers to the weekday. We're all in love. Cause after the after party, we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna rip it up. The night.
Best of the Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Hannah Witten Show. I'm Hannah Witten, and in the studio with me this week I have my gorgeous Irish friend Riad.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm good.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
Radio suits you.
Set me free. Sing me like a choir. I can be the subject of your dreams. Your sickening desire. Don't you wanna see a man up close? A phoenix in the fire. So kiss me on the mouth and set me free. But please don't bite. The cold right out of me. Drape me in your warmth. The rapture in the dark puts me at ease. The blind eye of the storm. Let's go for a walk down easy street, where you can be reborn. And kiss me on the mouth and set me free. But please don't bite. Got any time for blowing up? Kiss me on the mouth and set me free. Sing me like a choir. I can be the subject of your dreams. Your sickening desire. Don't you wanna see a man up close? A phoenix in the fire. So kiss me on the mouth and set me free. But please don't bite.
Please don't bite.
Well, you got the vibe anyway.
Bite. Bite.
He does the T at the end, very strong T at the end. Bite. Well, that's my sex song, Hannah.
Have you had sex to that song?
Many a time. Literally, was with this fella that shall remain nameless. And we were out drinking and we got back a little bit tipsy. And I just put it on loop on Spotify. And I think it probably played about 28 times.
Oh my, just that one song?
You do the maths. That's how long it may. No, it's, you know what? It's just the right pace. It's just, it's deep, it's okay. Sexy. And it helps that Troye Sivan, the fella singing it, is also damn fine.
And also gay.
Yeah.
So just is a super gay.
He's a homosexual.
He's a homosexual.
So are we going to go through these lyrics or what?
Sure. Thanks for, you know, doing my show for me, Riyad. I know that you've got a like background in radio, but fine.
So. Wicca, wicca.
Wicca, wicca. Right. Let's start with this. Kiss me on the mouth and set me free. From what?
From the closet.
Ooh.
I think. Because Troye released this album kind of soon after he started really embracing the fact that he was a gay man and he wasn't out for, you know, a large chunk of his life.
I feel like this album came out last year and he's been out for like a million years.
No, he's only been out for, I think, like about 2 years. Two, 3 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sing me like a choir.
Like, you know, when you're screaming someone's name?
Yeah.
In the middle of it? And you're like, ah, Hannah!
Like, you're screaming it so much that you're harmonizing with yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it's just such a full sound.
It's a beautiful thing.
That you are, you're a full client.
Like, this song is dripping in sex. Honestly, yeah. Every single line. I can be the subject of your dreams.
I like that.
Of your wet dreams.
But also subject, like the whole subjugation thing. Like, and.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like subjecting to somebody's dominance. And
You're my item and I will do how I please with you. Is that what you mean?
Kind of. But no, if you're the subject, I can be the subject. That's the opposite of object. So you're like, if you're the subject, then you're like playing an active. Maybe, I don't know. English language! I don't know.
Where's another one? Drape me in your warmth. We all know what that is.
Come?
Basically. or fanny fluid.
Yeah. Any will do. Any will do.
I don't know. The rapture in the dark puts me at ease.
Well, here's the thing. You can... The line before that, you can coax the cold right out of me, right? Literally, all I can picture in my head is someone who's got a bit of a cold and coaxing the cold out of them is just making them, like, cry and dribble.
Blow their nose.
And, like, it's just like, this cold will be released from you and you just got to get it all out and then you'll be fine.
Well, my favourite one, let's go for a walk down Easy Street, which is Old Compton Street in Soho.
What?
It's easy to get...
Is that what people call Old Compton Street?
It is now.
Oh, as in easy to get laid.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, I thought like that was an official nickname.
Or Mayo in Ireland.
I wonder what the equivalent in Perth is, where Troye Sivan is from. He's from Perth, Australia.
Oh, yes, he is.
So maybe there's one there.
One there as well.
Or maybe there's one in WeHo in LA.
He goes, last for
where do all the gays live in New York? What's the, like, LGBT area there?
Is it Greenwich Village?
Potentially. That's where, like, Stonewall is. Like, the inn.
I think it's there.
Okay.
I think they're kind of all over.
Yes. Yeah. Like, everywhere.
They've invested. But the line is, let's go for a walk down Easy Street where you can be reborn.
I think that's probably also about coming out.
Really?
Yeah. Being reborn. Like, if you're out and then you can, like, live your true life and you be your true self and... Before you were living as something else. I don't know. But also where you can be reborn. Or like when we were listening to it just now, like all I could think about was like baby fluids.
What? Baby fluids?
Just because of born birthing.
Oh dear. That is disgusting.
I know.
Did you know that when a lady pushes out her offspring?
Don't.
Do you know?
Don't tell me.
You know what happens from the other hole?
Oh, you shit.
Themselves. I only learned this recently. That is horrific.
Mate, I've known about this like my whole life because as a woman, I'm just been prepared for it like since I was two.
I would be mortified. Mm. Imagine. And what if it's a spluttery one and the doctor, do they wear goggles? Do they wear a mask?
I'm pretty sure that like, it doesn't like, well, just sat down. Like it's like, it will just, you'll just shit yourself and you'd be sat in your shit maybe.
No, you're not sitting, you're facing out.
That's if you're on all fours.
I'm trying to picture it. I'm sure there have been incidents in the past.
Oh, wait, no, but if you're like fully on your back, with you're the, on your like, back. Your vag and your vag and your butthole are really close
you're
to each
like
other.
You're up like this.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, radio
really
people.
I hope you guys, like, you can't see this.
Oh, I'm on the camera. I forgot. Okay, can you see this on the camera?
They can't right now, but okay. They might make clips of it for Twitter
so
later.
So if you bring your legs up like this, and the doctor's there birthing the baby, and you have a little poopity poop accident, where's it going to go? Into that person's face. That is disgusting.
I can't believe. I know it's my fault because I brought it up, but this, we ruined this really sexy song.
We really did. The premise of this is it just don't get pregnant so that you don't have to poo while giving birth. Perfect. It's a lovely song and I very, very much encourage you to try Sexy Time with it.
I really want to now. But the thing is about it is that, you know how he says, like, kiss me on the mouth, blah, blah, but please don't bite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon he, like, actually wants to be bitten?
Yes.
But then there's the whole consent issue, because he's saying no, and we're like, oh, but you really... But for some, in my dirty brain, I'm just like, yeah, but...
Take it.
I'll bite you.
On the night.
Oh, my God! Can we tell that story?
Go for it.
It's your story to tell, mate. It's your story to tell.
Since we're on the subject of sexy time.
Sexy
time. So there was... Hannah and I were in LA very recently, and we were at a pool party, and we were there, and this lovely guy arrived, and his name was Ruba. R-U-B-A.
Now, Ruba.
Ruba.
Wait, no, now we're just saying who it is.
I don't care.
Okay.
So his name is Ruba. You can probably find him on Twitter.
Oh, my God!
I think it is... what's his Twitter name? Is it The World of Ruba? Ruba's World?
Oh my God, I can't believe
you're honestly, find him and tweet him this. So, and he's on Instagram as well. I think it's a Snapchat also.
I can't believe this.
Ruba is a cast member from a show on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Oh my God, you're just gonna...
So we got talking. Then I was like, Ruba's a cutie patootie. So Ruba and I started kissing in the hot tub. And as we're kissing...
Yeah.
Ruba just starts screaming out these quotes that I've never heard before because he's like excited. So he pulls his face away from my face and he goes, take it on the night. I was like, excuse me? And he goes, take it, babe, on the night. And it stuck with me ever since.
I would like to add to this is that when Riyad and Ruba...
Wait a minute. How far are you... You little bitch.
Wait, no. No, I won't say.
Go for it, but...
He's telling me off. I thought I saw you guys having sex, but you weren't having
Absolutely
sex.
Absolutely not. Are you joking me? No. No, definitely
I'm
not.
I'm really sorry. Never put me and Riyad on the radio uncensored ever again. I'm so sorry.
Well, it was the most... An entertaining kiss I've ever had in my life. And he gave me a quote that I use almost daily now.
We used it for the rest of that trip. We were just like, on the night.
So basically, from my taking, you can use take it on the night just for anything really that involves, you know, like killing it, working hard on something, you know, really owning something.
Also, when you're aroused.
Being excited. I mean, it has many, many, many. Like Hannah right now, she's taking it. She's owning the night with the radio show.
Aw, thanks, Riyad.
You are. Anyway, thank you, Ruba, for the memories.
Thanks, Ruba, for... You were great.
Ruba's World, everyone. Ruba's World.
Oh, my God.
Do it.
I love that you're just plugging this guy. Everyone tweet
if
him.
If you got the money, I think it would be funny, uh-oh. To take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me. Cos then she might be happy. No longer lonely, uh-oh. I could take her out the next day for pretty much free. And all the boys, they go da-dee-doo-da-da-dee-da-doo-da dum-dum-de-de-dum-dum dum da-dee-da-doo-da-da-dum da-dee-doo-da-dee-da-doo-da dum-dum-de-de-dum-dum dum da-dee-da-doo-da-da-dum.
I spend late nights trying to pick up love off the floor where the other brothers leave it be. I was stuck hard down, it's like chewing gum. While going on the floor, I sing my R.I.P. Cause the songbirds don't do singing on pavements. No sweet melody, the sound of spit. Spat orbit, spoke or lost hope. To what you told, man, choke on it. We be near heaven at a quarter to 11. By 3, we are thinking of the love we lost. By 4, we be high, thinking of the girl lost. Second, check the odds, was it worth the cost? Do you give a toss, or are you looking away? Wondering why you can't eat, why you never sleep. Drunk all the time, cold in the heat. What you sow, man, is what you reap. If you got that money, 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 oh, I think it would be funnier. Take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me. Then she might be happy, no longer lonely, uh-oh. And I could take her out the next day for pretty much free. You were always meant to walk out that job, you keep stopping. Should tell your girl more often that loving is all about doors unlocking. Now you're certain enough near a man free. With a bloody ollie, a cup on a karaoke. Tweedle on the needle, man, you're just for thread. Great granddaddy for in Gallipoli. He's the only of his friends not shot down dead. Lovers all talking, the spits and tongues. Fight in the playground, bully each other. Double their kids up, pollute their lungs. Frown with the rap through their big boy brother. Some are the same. What to run away? Mama still wants you home for supper. How cool day, little to no pay. That's uptown right now to the door with your dee dum dum dee da da dee dum dum dee. Move out of the way, man. Dum dee da da dee dum dee dum dee. Well, she wants money, 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 money. Yes, she wants money, 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 money. Well, she wants money, 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 money. Yes, she wants money, 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 money. Where'd you got the money? Think it would be funny, uh-oh. Take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me. Cause then she might be happier. No longer lonely, uh-oh. Well, I could take her out the next day for pretty much, baby. She said, think it should be funny, uh-oh, to take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me, cause then she might be happy, no longer lonely, uh-oh, and I could take her out the next day for pretty much free.
You're listening to the best of the Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. I'm Hannah, and today in the studio I have with me my dear friend Callum McSwiggan.
Hello, woo! Hannah.
Yay!
And special guest from Germany, Jerry's a German.
Jerry's Hi. A German.
That's what we're going to call you, Jerry's a German.
I'm okay with that.
Good.
Okay.
So, the way that this game works is this is basically German version of innuendo or innuendon't. So, Jerry has come up with some pickup lines,
yes.
Sex stuff, and also just some weird phrases in German.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Cal and I have to try and guess what they mean.
Oh, fun. If they're not, are they going to be naughty?
Or some of them. Some, yeah, of them are. Some of them, yeah. But
I'm just going to assume they're all naughty.
That's just where your brain goes, Cal. If you guys want to guess along, or if you're one of Jerry's viewers, then it'll just be hilarious for you because you'll totally understand everything. So, good times. All right, Cal, we should have buzzer noises that we make with our mouths.
Okay, what noise can I make?
What can you?
Can I grunt? Can I moan like a?
Oh my god! Okay,
is that mine? That's mine.
That's
okay, great.
Yours.
Great.
And then mine is my reaction to that, which is. Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Okay. Ready.
Okay. The first phrase, pickup line, whatever, is alles in Butter.
Alles in Butter.
Alles in Butter.
I wish I could know how I could see it written down.
Like, it Alice sounds like a weird butter. Version of Alice in Wonderland.
Is butter? Wait.
I love it.
Is it like is butter like butt? Like your bottom? I'm just going for like things like Alice in Butter, like in butter. This is not German, how German works at all. So Alice.
Wait, no, Alice is everything, isn't it?
Yeah,
Alice.
It is.
What?
Yeah,
how do you
see,
know German?
Oh, I'm a German.
I don't know any German.
Everything is
butter?
Slippery?
Oh my god.
Everything. Everything's okay.
Is this a sexy phrase?
No, Callum was right.
Yeah!
Ding, like, ding, literally, ding, ding. It can be translated as everything is covered in butter.
So I was like, you butter?
Butter.
Yeah.
I wish I was covered in butter.
Everything is covered in butter?
Yes. That's it.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. It's just like, everything's okay. I'm
alright.
Everything's good. Everything's covered in butter.
That's not good if everything's covered in butter. But I guess it depends on your outlook in life.
I mean, as a German, it's good.
Okay, you're like, cover everything in butter.
I want to be greasy.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Right, Callum's got 1 point.
Okay, 1 point. The next one is a bit longer.
Okay, I'm ready. Just read
out. Ist dein Vater ein Dieb? Denn hat die Sterne vom Himmel gestohlen und in deine Augen getan.
Oh. Not seen you here before. Come here often. I don't know.
So first, is it sexual or not?
Oh.
I think it's sexual. I heard deep, and that can only mean one
same.
Thing.
That's deep. All I heard is deep.
Do you want it deep or do you want me to go gentle?
Oh my god.
Well, it has to do something with dad or father.
Oh, daddy.
Daddy?
Daddy. Yeah.
No, not that kind of daddy.
I love that we both went there.
Oh, daddy? Oh. Okay, can you say it again, please,
yes,
Jerry?
Yes, yes. Ist dein Vater ein Dieb?
Dieb? Sorry.
Dieb?
Ist dein Vater?
Ein.
Dieb.
Is your father a...
Vater? Is father father?
Yeah. Is father.
Is your father a deep?
Is your father... Wait, deep? So, and then what was the second...
My father is not deep.
What was the second part? There was another...
The second part is... So the second part is like the explaining of the question. So is dein Vater ein Dieb is a question.
Oh! And then, okay, so this is like a flirty compliment because it's like, is your dad this because you blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, is your father like a thief because you stole the stars out of the sky or something. Yay! Is that it?
Congratulations, yeah.
Wait, hold on. I got it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Wrong one. I'm really good at this radio thing. Oh, my God. How did you get it? Is that
an English one as well, I think.
I don't know. Yeah. People don't use these.
Say it to me again. Now I know what it means.
Okay.
And look me in the eye when you do.
Ist dein Vater ein Dieb? Denn hat die Sterne vom Himmel gestohlen und deine Augen getan.
Oh, if I was in Germany, like, any guy could pick me up.
Really? Yeah. People don't usually find the German language, sexy.
I think, like, everyone says the German language is so angry, but I think it's just because they've only ever heard it in war films.
They've only ever heard Hitler.
Yeah, they've only ever heard Hitler. They're basing their entire knowledge of the German language. Like, when Jerry speaks, it's lovely and soft and, like...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Danke.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn it, 2-0. Next one.
The next one. It's a saying, and it's just Fick die Henne.
Fick die Henne. Fuck me, Hannah.
Was she right?
No.
Well, it should be that.
Is it fuck me harder every time? Is it fuck me harder?
No, it's a saying. You cannot say to a stranger like fuck me harder.
Is this something you Mal won't get you very far. This is something you would say to a stranger.
Well,
fick me. What was it?
Fick die Henne.
Fick die Henne.
Henne, yeah. You would say just like in a general situation.
How are you, mate?
Fick die Henne.
Fick die Henne.
So fick is... It exists in English, kind of.
Fig, like a fig.
No, like fick. So you have to like substitute one letter, the I. Fick can be...
Fuck.
Yeah,
so it's fuck.
Yeah, it's fuck.
Fuck.
So...
Fuck.
Fuck you.
No.
Fuck the weather. Like, fuck the...
Fuck the system!
Okay, I say it. It's fuck the chicken.
Fuck the chicken?
What? Henna! What strangers are you saying this to?
Because henna, like the henna.
It's just like, damn it, like, fuck the chicken.
Oh! Wait, that's amazing. So if you're like, ah, shit, or like...
You can say, fick de henna.
Fick de henna. Fick de henna.
Fick henna.
Yep. Fuck the chicken. I'm going to give myself a half point for that.
Okay.
Just because
I mean,
I think you're being generous.
I said half point.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, next. Okay, it's a bit filthier, but it's not very sexual. I just give it to you because then you can understand it. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What, you think we can get this one?
Yeah, you could get that.
Okay. Okay. I hope so.
I try to like, pronounce it.
Okay.
Endlich eine passende Person. Zu meiner Bettwäsche.
What?
Bettwäsche.
Like Bettwäsche.
Bettwäsche.
That has to be like butthole, right?
No, it's not butthole. You imagine like somebody's going to a person and say, endlich, die Person.
Endlich.
Obviously,
endlich.
Hannah.
Endlich.
Eine Person, die zu meiner Bettwäsche passt. Hitler.
Oh my god. Everyone, I would like everyone just to remember that I'm Jewish, so yeah. Like, calm down with the Hitler reference. Although I was one that brought him up, but still. please say it again.
Okay. Endlich eine Person, die zu meiner Bettwäsche passt.
Oh, pants. I heard like pants, like trousers.
What context would you say this in?
It's a pickup line. It's I just give it to you. Yeah. So it's a pickup line. You would say it to somebody who is maybe a bit shy because it's not that hard.
What?
I don't understand.
So okay.
Give us one of the words.
Yes.
Okay. So Bettwäsche means bad sheets.
Nice skin you've got there would look better on my bed sheets.
I bet it's something. Is it close to that?
Well, kind of, maybe.
Just say no.
No, not even a little bit.
No, sorry.
Oh my god, sheets. I'm not getting this. Okay, give us another word.
Okay, so endlich means finally. Like, finally.
Finally, someone I can fuck on my bed sheets.
German is not that naughty yet.
Really? Okay, finally, someone...
I can cuddle in my bed sheets.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute, but no.
No.
1 pointer for cuteness.
Finally, I've found the one, and will you come and... My bed sheets are clean, let's dirty them.
Finally, someone I can marry and shop for bed sheets with.
Callum, how have you gone
so
from you make me wet, I already have a boner, to marry me?
Hey, look, I can be sexual and still want to marry someone. Aww. That's allowed. Yeah,
no,
cute.
Marriage kills sex. Ooh.
Okay.
So, he's like, okay.
Okay, moving on.
I just translated it. Okay. It's basically, finally, a person who suits my bed sheets.
Hannah said that. That was the first thing.
Yeah,
I
was like,
no.
You nice skin.
Like, nice skin. It looked better on that bed. Let's fuck.
Creepy pickup lines with Hannah Whitson.
So finally, something that goes like matches.
Yeah, like matches with my bed sheets.
That's still dirty.
Yeah, that's dirty, but it's not.
If someone
like,
said that to me, I think I would slap them.
Why?
I'll be like, oh, are they my colours? So, I like the browns and the greens and the oranges.
Very autumnal.
Autumnal bed sheets, yeah. They suit me less. I don't think anyone got a point. We were terrible at that one.
Okay, you have your last chance, okay, the last run.
Yeah.
It's, oh my god, last one.
Heute habe ich mehr gefickt als gepisst.
Piss. I heard piss.
Piss. Gefickt, that's face, isn't it?
No. No. Gefickt is not a face.
Oh, it's like penis. Asshole. I don't know why I keep
pissed
saying.
Pissed is penis.
No, penis is penis.
It's a urinal.
No.
No?
But it has something to do. So pissed has something to do with a urinal or a penis.
Balls. Testicle.
It's like an action.
Ejaculate.
Pissing. No, not that. Kind
hot, getting
of.
Hard.
Getting hot, yeah.
Fucking.
No, more like a natural thing with a penis.
Fucking and getting harder, but
it's all
natural.
Very natural.
No, I mean like,
it's all very
not,
natural.
I know, that's natural. I mean, like, more.
Going flaccid?
more back like, to its natural state.
Masturbating.
Masturbating. Ooh.
No, you have to like you have to concentrate on the first bit. So
okay, what's the first bit?
Heute habe ich mehr gefickt.
Heute habe
ich mehr gefickt.
Gefickt.
Als.
This isn't helping me understand. I'm just saying.
Heute habe ich mehr gefickt.
Heute habe.
So heißt, heute habe ich mehr gefickt als gepisst.
Oh, punch. Gefickt is punch, no?
No, no, no.
I know that word.
Gefickt. Gefickt. So it's a participle. It's from the verb ficken.
Ficken?
Ficken. Ficken.
No, like, oh, like I'm getting a semi.
Ficken. Ficken.
My dick is filling with blood. Like I'm very confused.
Do you mean thicken?
No, thicken with an F.
That's not an English word.
No, I haven't
said that.
Oh, in German. Okay, we're like...
What?
We're like, the last saying was fick die Henne.
Yeah, so fucking. So it's to have previously fucked.
Yes.
Okay, I know language, past participle. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so something like, you look fucked, mate. Do you want a glass of water?
No, it's very direct. So, ich habe mehr gefickt als gepisst. Or heute habe ich mehr gefickt als gepisst.
Heute habe...
So, yeah, you can go to a person, just say that, and then maybe the person...
Get fucked, mate! No?
So do you say it's a pickup line?
I don't... No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're guessing what it is. But if it's fucked in the past, you don't say that to someone you're trying to pick up. Like, you don't use the past, you use the future.
You use...
You're all, unless it's like you're hotter than the girl I just fucked or something.
Which is weird. Don't say...
Kind of!
I've never fucked anyone that looks like you before. Can I give it a go?
Please.
Please. Bitter.
Bitter.
Bitter, bitter, bitter. Oh my God. You're going to have to give it to us, Jerry. You have no idea.
Yeah, I have to. Okay, like... Heute habe ich mehr gefickt als gepisst. Today I have fucked more people than I had, like... Then I went to the loo, pissing or peeing.
We said pissing and you said no.
No, you we said not say pissing.
We did
we
say
said
pee.
Pissing.
We did
loads of times.
Sorry,
I'm really upset.
Rude. Wait, so what does that phrase mean? I fucked more people in.
So like, pissed on.
Yeah, because you can use your penis for peeing and fucking. Yeah. And so you're saying like I have used my penis way often.
More for fucking than for peeing.
Than for peeing.
So that's just someone like boasting about how much sex they've
had. That's the pickup line.
Ooh!
Just like,
that's
gross. I have fucked more people than I went to the toilet.
That would be like work as the opposite of a pickup line. It'd be like, well, I'm going to punch you in the dick now and you're going to have to be on the toilet for the rest of the evening.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's what I have to say to that. Anyway, Callum won.
I won!
Callum won!
Yay!
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 Where's the sound?
Oh, yeah. Wait, should I get the right one this time?
Yeah.
Yay!
Ding,
yay! Ding, 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 ding.
Do you not have applause? I'm really...
Next week? Okay,
next
we'll
week.
Get applause.
We'll have applause.
Okay. Producers, listen, we get applause next week.
What a strange being you are. God knows where I would be if you hadn't found me sitting all alone in the dark. A dumb screenshot of youth. Watch how a cold, broken teen will desperately lean on a super glued human of proof. What the hell would I be without you? Sick of losing soulmates. So where do we begin? I can finally see you're as fucked up as me. So how do we win? Yeah, I'm sick of losing soulmates. Won't be alone again. I can finally see you're as fucked up as me. So how do we win? Friends.
promised that before. So what's one more in our grey hat circle, waiting for the end? Time and hearts will wear us thin. So which path will you take? Cause we both know a break does exactly what it says on the tin. What the hell? Fucked up as me, so how do we win? Yeah, I'm sick of losing soulmates. Won't be alone again. I can finally see you're as fucked up as me, so how do we win? As me, so how do we win? Yeah, I'm sick of losing soulmates. Won't be alone again. I can finally see you're as fucked up as me, so how do we win?
You're listening to the best of the Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to the Hannah Witten Show. I'm Hannah Witten, and today in the studio I have with me Dodie Clark.
Hi, it's me!
Dodie!
Hello.
AKA Doddle-oddle.
Doddle-oddle.
Doddle-oddle. Am I not saying
it
right?
Is it doddle-oodle? Is it noodle-boodle?
My favourite is just doodle-oodle.
Yeah, sure.
Doddle.
I chose it when I was like, Dodie! I chose it when I was like 17. It's the worst decision of my life.
It's great. It's the Doddle-oddle branding. We're going to play a game of shitter Twitter.
Ooh! What is this?
I don't know.
This is all of those things.
Just
wait, I'm going to play some more.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, so shitter Twitter is basically where we read our tweet drafts.
Oh.
And guys, listening, if you have any hilarious tweet drafts, please tell us about them because we will read them out. If you don't want to actually publicly tweet your tweet draft, then you can email it at hannah@fubarradio.com. But if you want to tweet it, then by all means, tweet it at fubarradio.
Yeah, definitely email hannah@fubarradio.com.
And we can read out your tweet-a-ma-deeks.
All right, let's have a little look at mine. Oh, I haven't read these.
I'm so excited for yours. Because obviously, because I do this every week, I like read mine every week, and then you will know that the tweet drafts I read are always recent because they've been drafted within the last week.
Oh my god, there's so many.
Oh my god, come on.
Oh,
I need
geez.
To know.
Alright, where am I starting?
Just pick any of them. We'll do a few each. We'll go back and forth.
Alright. Here's a fun one.
I'm ready.
Okay, here's one. I'm also having those, quote, the toilet door won't open, but I can't tell whether there's someone in there or it's just stiff.
Have you ever done that?
Yes!
You're like, am I just weak?
Yeah, right.
Should I try?
Or am I like, am I making someone feel very uncomfortable right now?
It's like, should I push this just like a little bit harder, or is there actually someone in there and that'd be really rude?
Right. And I'm just like, am I just waiting outside an empty door because I'm too awkward to keep pushing? Oh my gosh.
Hashtag relatable, Dodie. Why didn't that one get tweeted?
Right. I might just tweet it now. It's funny. All right, okay. Let's have a little look. This one's interesting.
Okay, you go for it, and then I'll read one.
Okay, right.
I've only got three.
I haven't read this for a while. When I'm really tired, I genuinely start to go a little insane, like imagine / almost hear people's voices and random phrases really clearly. Wow.
I sometimes hear music really clearly.
Yeah.
When there's no music.
Oh my God, same. Same.
What does that mean? Like fully hear it.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like as if it was
strings and all sorts. Yeah.
Like the whole...
I feel like I can hear orchestras in my head. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, shut up. I get that so much before I'm about to sleep, and I'm just like, you're so loud right now. Especially when there's a song that doesn't have an end, and it keeps going.
Usually for me, it's like the same bit on repeat. Mm. It's so weird. Mm-hmm. And like, it's someone's just fully playing that CD. Yeah. CD? Who has CDs? But like the actual track. Like it's not just someone in their guitar playing it. It's like you're hearing the actual like recorded version of the song.
I think that means you're pretty musical. I think so. That was your ha ha again.
But just like the musical version of it. Okay, I've got one here that just says, had a dream last night that I emailed Bo Burnham and he replied with just loads of emojis. And then I've just done like fuck ton of emojis.
Nice.
But like the dream was amazing and I woke up and I was so sad it wasn't real.
I got an email, a DM from Bo Burnham.
What?
Yeah.
No, why haven't you done? No!
Oh, Hannah, I've broken you. Oh my God.
No, I might actually cry.
Oh, you have see tears in your eyes. Hannah, are you all right?
Oh no!
What happened?
I'm fine.
Guys. Hannah is literally crying. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
Oh my God, just instant tears from you right now.
Stop talking about the tears because then more will come.
Whoa, this is insane.
Oh my God. Tony, stop. Okay, tell me about this DM. I need to know everything.
I cannot believe this just happened. Holy shit. I'm so sorry. Look at these tears. You can't see. Oh my God, I'm going to Snapchat this. This is so funny. Wow.
Daddy.
Oh my God. Hang on, this is really funny. Oh my God.
Thanks for laughing at me. You're such a good friend.
Hi, Snapchat. So basically, I told Hannah that I got DM from Bo Burnham once. Look at these real tears. Oh my God. Okay, so anyway, that was a very funny Snapchat.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I tweeted saying that I just saw his show. Oh,
it's fine. I also like got my makeup done today because I was on a shoot, so I'm just like,
cannot believe how instant those tears.
Don't, I don't think you understand. Tell me your story and then I will tell you
about how much I love Bo Burnham. All right, so I tweeted him after seeing his newest show on Netflix.
Which one? Make Happy or what?
The newest one.
Make Happy.
Make Happy. And I was just like, wow, I'm overwhelmed. This is wonderful. And he favorited it, and then he just DM'd me, just slid into my DMs with a little heart. I'm going to show you it, actually. Let's find
it. No, Donnie!
I cannot believe how emotional you've just become. It was very funny, though. Let me see. If I start DMing, yes. Bo Burnham.
You absolute shite.
Okay, here we go. You're going to die.
You know this means you can DM
back. Oh, no, it wasn't a heart. It was a little smiley. There you go. Little smiley face. I sent him back a smiley face, and then I said, brackets, thanks for bridging the gap between creator and fan with ridiculous but intelligent comedy. You're fab. And he never replied. And that's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay. But he just sent me a little smiley.
It's fine.
Wow, you are a fucking mess. I cannot believe how much that changed in like two seconds.
I don't think anyone online has like... witnessed that, like, this happen to me.
Dude, I wish everyone here right now could just see what I saw. I just saw tears.
Go on Dodie's Snapchat, man. It's there.
Oh, my geez.
Okay, let me tell you about my love for Bo Burnham.
That was impressive. That was the most impressive thing.
So I've been obsessed with this man since I was about 17 years old. No, maybe 16. It was when I was in college. It was when I was, like, in my first year of college.
that I found his YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
So because he like started out on YouTube, and my friend introduced me to his videos, and I was like, oh my god, he's amazing. And me and my friend just like watched all of his videos. We knew all of the lyrics to like all of his songs. And then I remember one day in school, my friend showed me this video of Bo Burnham performing live, and he did one of his raps, which was either like I'm Bo-yo or Bo for Show. It was like one of those ones. And he like handed a Rubik's Cube to someone in the audience who messed it up, and then he basically started fixing the Rubik's Cube as he started the rap, and then he finished the rap and the Rubik's Cube at the same time. And it was just like,
oh my god.
And it was amazing. And then I think that was on a Friday or something. And then I remember going into college on the Monday and saying to my friend, guess what I did over the weekend? And he was just like, learn how to do a Rubik's Cube. And I was like, yeah, how did you know? And he was like, because I learned too. Literally, the rest of mine and his like friendship during college was just on our lunch breaks, just like racing each other with Rubik's Cubes.
Oh my god!
But anyway,
this is your nostalgic side showing. I've just realized.
I think it's just like getting back into like 17-year-old me, like. And still now, like what he's creating now is so important to me,
it's so important.
I think about the finale of Make Happy, and I just couldn't cry like thinking about it.
Oh my god, me too. It's so relatable, especially to us, like weirdly like famous but not famous people who are like dealing with this shit. It's just so interesting, and he's like I said. Thanks for bridging the gap between creator and fan. Thanks for making that content that is just so genuine and so honest about this weird stuff. Yeah. It's so weird.
Like, context. I'm 24 now, so, like, it's been 7-8 years.
Oh.
No, not 7 or 8 years. Yeah, 7 to 8 years that I've been, like, fully obsessed with this man. And I've seen him live, and I met him after the show.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, like, I was one of those people that, like, queued up to meet him.
I would. I absolutely would.
Oh my god. Amazing.
Anyways, but also I kind of want to wait until, you know, when you like, you you're like, someone,
oh, what if I wait and then we meet as peers?
Yep. Or like, you're like, this is the thing with like
I'll never be able to meet Bo Burnham as a peer just because he's like a foot and a half taller than me. So
no, like I'm always like, I'll just wait until we work together and then we can shake hands and be on the same level.
I know.
Rather than
that is
like
the
up
dream.
And
but now, if I ever do meet Bo Burnham as a peer and we do get introduced in whatever way, someone is going to send him a clip of me crying.
Nah, but this is okay. This has happened with a lot of my friends, so we're fine. They get it. They've done this as well.
Oh anyway, that man. Anyways, we've got a lot of tweets
about you, like sobbing.
So Hannah, no, my bab, don't cry. I love you, Dodie. What have you done?
I'm sorry.
Please
confirm that Hannah's all right after that. Oh my god, that's funny.
Sorry.
Poppy was like, me if I ever get you.
Sorry, headphone listeners, for my screaming. Let's do one more Twitter draft each.
Yes, that's funny.
I'm sorry about that massive Bo Burnham tangent.
That was funny.
I could actually just talk about that man for so long. But
yeah, me too. Anyway. Also, if you don't know who that is, I
recommend. Yeah, oh my god, imagine there are people listening who don't know who Bo Burnham
fucking,
is.
Like,
guys,
tuned out after that.
Bo Burnham.
Oh my god, please, for the love of god, check him out. Oh. He is wonderful. I'm sorry I made you, like, burst into tears.
I think it's partly the wine as well. Jesus. Yeah. Guys, don't drink wine. And
this is pretty deep.
Okay, do it.
Okay, here's a Twitter draft. Last night, I had a horrible thought where I imagined myself not being friends. And I think I was going to continue with, like,
with
not
someone?
Being friends with all of my friends. Like, imagine myself at, like, 80 years old being, like, oh, I remember
all your
when,
friends are dead.
Yeah, like, remember my friendship group? Or, like, just drifting apart from my friendship circle
right now. I just went,
right,
they're dead because you're 80.
Yeah, I was like, wow, Hannah. No, but, like, imagine, like, looking back on these glory days and being like, oh, I remember Hannah. Remember Lucy. Remember Jack and Hazel and Dan and Sammy and all of those people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so sad to me. I remember that thought being like, my God, what if one day I'm not in that circle anymore? That's really sad to me.
It happens, though, sometimes. I think
I don't want it to happen.
I know.
I want to grow all together.
When you're in it. I feel like, though, usually you can tell. I think you can tell when you're in a friendship that you know is going to last a really long time.
Yeah, you're right. I think I'm going to grow old with a lot of my pals right now.
Yeah. And, like, they're always the ones that you don't necessarily have to see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read some of your tweet drafts in a bit, but first, here's my last one, which is me speed dating. Any siblings? Parents still together? Favourite colour? Brexit? Which political party? Fave pizza topping? Feminism? Olives?
That's funny! Why didn't you fill that out?
I think it's because I wrote it today, and then I was like, I'm going to save this for the show.
Oh, all right then. Oh,
but I should tweet it. I will tweet it. I will tweet it later.
Olives?
Olives.
How do you feel about olives, Hannah?
I fucking love olives!
Mate, me and you, date. Right.
Yeah. Oh my god, the internet would just love that shit.
So would I.
Oh my god, don't we?
Witten Show.
Hello.
Hello. That's Leah.
Am I not supposed to speak yet?
You can speak now. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Okay, hello.
Yourselves? Yourself. You're one
all
person.
All of me. You'll never have all of me. Okay, I'm Leah. Hi. Hi.
Hello,
My surname's Hatzakis. I'm Greek.
Hatzakis. I was actually, the reason I asked you to introduce yourself was because I did. I forgot to ask you before. Can you just confirm how you pronounce your name?
Posh people say it Hatzakis, but I would
Hatzakis.
Yeah,
I'm not posh.
I'm from the Midlands.
I'm from the North, so I'd say Hatzakis.
Brilliant. We're on the same side.
The same side. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. We're going to play Shitter Twitter.
Shitter Twitter.
Shitter Twitter. So we're going to read out our Twitter drafts that we have. If you have any of your own Twitter drafts, please do share them with us at FUBAR Radio. But if you don't want to make them public, then you can email them at us at hannah@fubarradio.com. So they can still be anonymous, but we can still read out your silly Twitter drafts. If you would so wish... do you have any, Leah, that you'd like to
Let's go into my drafts right now. You know when Twitter changed and then it's harder to find the drafts? Right, okay, here we go. God. Here's one that often they don't get completed. Do you find?
Oh, yeah, those are my favourite ones.
Here's one. Everything happens for a reason, I just... When was it? Does it tell you when you wrote it?
No, it doesn't, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'll read up one
of mine.
Go
from one of yours.
So I was... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mine's not going to be as good as this. Mine are really boring. Because I was... So last weekend, I was away in Devon on a surf trip with some friends. Uh-huh. And I didn't use the internet for 48 hours.
I did see that you said you were going off.
Yeah. I went off grid. And then there were... I had a really good time, actually, and I didn't really feel like I missed it at all. Like, surprisingly, I thought I was going to feel like I had, lost a limb. But yeah. I felt great. But there were moments where I was like, I want to tweet this. And Aww. So they just ended up in my drafts because they don't feel like, I don't know, like, current anymore.
Of course, yeah. You'd feel like a lie posting them.
So one of them I thought was a really funny joke, which is, fireworks are so expensive, you're literally blowing money away.
That's dreadful, Hannah. It's good job you didn't tweet that. One retweet, 50 favourites. One of mine. Here we go. Anyone want to go and see James Vincent McMorrow at the Roundhouse tomorrow with me? I just didn't get posted because obviously I was so scared that no one would say yes.
Did you end up going to that gig?
No, I didn't. I missed it. But maybe if I'd have posted that and then someone had said yes, then maybe that would have happened.
I am also one of those people that... There are so many things happening in London that I want to go to, but because I don't have a boyfriend, I'm like, you have to ask fucking everyone.
I keep telling you, if you want to go and see comedy, let's go together.
Oh my God, do you want to go see A Pacifist Guide to the War on Cancer?
It's a musical.
It's a musical at the National Theatre at the moment. It's meant to be amazing.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
We've said it now on the radio, so that's happening.
We're going.
Expect to see those tweets, pictures of proof of evidence. What's this? Binge watch hashtag Love Island or finish writing my Edinburgh show? ? We all know what's going to happen. See, that never got tweeted.
Because actually, you did write your Edinburgh show.
I probably did. I probably wrote it. I just asked someone where they met their partner and they said, we met in a WhatsApp group, actually. These haven't been tweeted.
Wait, how do you meet someone in a WhatsApp group?
Exactly.
You know, like Tinder, online dating, Twitter, Instagram.
Met in a WhatsApp group?
That's fascinating
to
me.
Isn't it?
Fascinating.
Should I pay £200 to do something that makes me happy? ? I realise how dodgy this sounds. Not drugs, don't worry.
What was it?
What was that?
£200 pass go.
Oh, it was the fourth £200 pass go. It was, because you know I do improv at the Free Association. So I've done up to level 3, there's 4 levels. And the next, it's like £200 and you get loads of classes and then you get shows at the end.
Do it, man.
So I need to do level 4. I need to finish what I started. So I'll do that in January because...
But that's not like 200 quid for like a Beyonce ticket, which would be worth it. But it's like £200 and you get loads of classes.
Loads
and it's
improv,
like over a long period of time. It's not just like one evening. Again, mine is still really boring because it's like, oh, here's... This one also I didn't bother then tweeting because I didn't feel like I worded it well enough.
Go ahead. Don't apologise for it.
My favourite thing to do on a surfboard, and then bodyboard in a sexy, that's an inverted commas, pose, and as you go past, say to other surfers, come here often. So, I basically...
Too complex. It needs to be simplified,
it's really complex,
doesn't it?
But I just had the best time when I was surfing. If I, missed a wave, but the wave still caught me and I didn't manage to stand up. And so I was just lying on the board, just going, woo! And then I would, kick a leg up and, do, a...
Marilyn
sexy
pose.
porn star pose. And I went past one of my friends, and I was like, come here often.
That is quite good.
And like,
that
it
needs to be
so
a video or
fun.
A GIF. That yeah. needs to be a GIF with you saying, with the text underneath saying, come
exactly.
here often.
Exactly.
Not a tweet.
Not a tweet.
Good
doesn't
job.
Work.
Good job.
Doesn't,
we don't tweet it.
Good job. Only works visually.
Let's just find some other good ones. Uh-huh. Lots of these are GIFs. Oh, here's one.
Oh, you're so good at GIFs.
Thank you.
You are.
There's loads of GIF drafts in here. These need to be posted, really. Here's one. Rand! Exclamation mark. How hard is it to buy a loose banana that isn't green? They are so hard to digest.
Princess
and they
problems.
Taste, they taste waxy and bitter. I hate it. And then a picture. No, it's just a picture of loads of M&S bananas that are all green. No, it's Sainsbury's. And me being like, why
calling
are they all
you
green?
Out, Sainsbury's.
But what the problem was, I remember the reason I didn't post this is because the picture didn't actually show how green they were. So I started adding green filters to be like, right, how can I make this look more green? And then I didn't post because I was worried people would be like, you can't just post a green filter on and say your banana's green. They're either green or
yellow. People would be able to defilter
yeah.
your picture.
I thought they're going to call me out on this shit. I can't post it.
Amazing. We've had an email in from Daisy. If we go backwards.
Daisy. Okay.
If we go backwards to...
it was about cheating. Of
about
course
the
we've set
thing.
This off because we both stood on...
I know. But it's interesting. And Daisy says... You aren't obligated to just tell some. You aren't obligated to tell someone if it was a one-time thing or something. But if they find out, you lose all right to be trusted by that person ever again.
Ooh. Agreed. Yeah.
Because then... So you basically have to be over 100% sure that they will never find out if you're going to choose to not mention it ever.
Yeah.
And how can you be
in which
100%
case it's
sure
probably just like just say it because before
yeah,
they find out
they're gonna find out. And then it says if you don't love your partner anymore, then obviously you need to talk because you'll both just be miserable. Quality relationship advice from the person who's never even had a crush in her entire life. Congratulations,
oh,
Daisy. Solid advice, actually.
Solid advice, and then she apologizes it all for all at the end. Quality.
Don't apologize.
Never apologize. That's going to be my New Year's res. Like, stop saying sorry. Don't be like, oh, sorry. Like, I'm not really in anything yet. Or like, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't say sorry.
Just do it.
Like,
I was apologizing for that tweet.
Well, don't.
Don't do it.
Any other drafts on yours?
I've got one from today, which just says, distracting myself from the world's current affairs by thinking about Tovlo's boobs.
But by thinking about what?
Tovlo's boobs.
Oh, yeah. The person you saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
Were they perky?
Oh, they were so
did
nice.
They sag? And did she get any side boob droop?
They were just... They were perfect.
Wow. Stunning.
They were... Anyway. Just thinking about boobs.
Thinking about boobs. What are you on about? You've got fantastic boobs.
I know, but like if I was topless with marijuana leaf stickers on my tits, my boobs would just be like bouncing all around and they would...
To the knees.
Were like just perky and... Anyway.
Old lady next to me on the train is texting someone by the name of Mozzarella. I loved that, but I never tweeted it. She was texting someone on iMessage and they were saved as Mozzarella.
Do you reckon that was their real name or nickname?
God, I don't know. I wanted to know.
Could have asked her.
If I could be any kind of burger, I would be McMiserable.
Oh, Leo.
I know. When was that?
I don't know.
I know. That's shit. That's obviously why I didn't post it. McMoody.
Oh my God, how many drafts do you have?
Oh my God, Hannah, so many. When you told me that we're going to read out drafts on the show, I was like, oh, well, that's something I always do drafts. I'm too scared to post them.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, email.
Felix has tweeted in with a tweet draft that's just... Do you want to read it out, Leah?
Yeah, this is brilliant. It just says, Hannah Witten at FIBA Radio. Could someone please explain me what... And that's it.
Yeah.
Just a half a tweet. I love that. That's brilliant.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to play a song. Oh, my God. Okay, one more, Leah.
Would you rather your...
I wish I knew what the ending was.
Would you rather your... That's it. Right, let's have a song.
On the way, Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, Betsail, oh, Betsail, you to run. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm over the same, over the young. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. I will bear her up.
You're listening to the best of the Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I'm back. And today I have with me Sammy Paul.
Hello. Woo. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to make noise before I was
Welcome.
Introduced.
No, of course.
I was breaking the rules.
No, you can do whatever you want here.
Oh, okay.
Drunk Advice Live.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay, we've got some of your questions in, and also we are live on Facebook on FUBAR Radio, so you can head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, and we are live.
Now.
Oh, I see it! I can see us.
Look,
there we are. I'm gonna share.
How do I do that?
Oh, how do I share? Right posts. Oh my god, we're both like on Facebook trying to share. I found it. If you hit right post, we're so good. And then I'm gonna change it to Hannah Witt. Okay, live. Oh my god, I almost wrote liver.
I've done it wrong. This is really weird. This is like, I've messed up. But
I did it.
With it.
Don't worry, Sammy.
Yeah.
Do you want to Oh, wait, we've got rules to drunk advice.
Rules.
Rule number one.
Yeah.
Be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
I'm sort of halfway between
the
two.
We've been drinking.
Sure.
I'm like, we're good. Rule number two.
Mm-hmm.
Have a friend with you.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
How are you?
Welcome to the drunk advice format.
You're not my friend.
Oh.
I'm meant to be here with a friend.
That's because we're brother and sister, right?
And yeah.
We hate each other because we're siblings.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
What's the other rule?
The third rule is don't take our advice.
That's good advice in and of itself. Cool.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
Daisy, at Hannahsexual, great username. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with friendship drama? Fed up of being a teenage girl. Can you relate, Sammy? Your face just looks...
Over to you, Hannah.
To be honest, when there was like friendship drama going on when I was in school, I just tucked my head down and did my homework. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's the kind of teenager I was.
Yeah, I don't know about specifically female-orientated teen drama, but if ever there is drama around friends, I always just try to empathise with both sides because...
But what if one side's an actual dick?
Oh, yeah, there's a line. Like, I think there is a line in the sand and you're like, once you've crossed... Like, I've had that with friends. I've been like, nope, you've crossed this line now and that's actually messed up. But I think it's like... Put it this way, I've always thought that you should try and empathise with both parties. And if one party gets to a point where you can no longer empathise, that's when they've crossed the line.
Interesting. That's great advice, actually. Here's another one for you, Sammy.
Okay.
I'm an amateur film student, but I'm terrible at meeting deadlines. Any advice on how to stay on task?
Because that's not even really a filmmaking question, is it? That's like a...
I guess it could. You could apply it to kind of almost anything, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, we all have deadlines.
I mean,
manageable chunks.
Yeah, and I'd also say when it comes to film, when you're still like a student and stuff, you maybe do have time on your side a little more.
Yeah,
like in some ways, you kind of need to take a little more time to work on stuff and develop stuff and learn. But deadlines are important. Like, deadlines never go away. Even when you're doing your own stuff, like it's like you need to create deadlines, and working to a deadline gets more stuff done than not. So I think be mean to yourself, and I don't know if you. It's one of those tough things. People are like, how do I stop procrastinating? I'm just like, just don't procrastinate. Like, I don't know that. And that's really lame advice, but it's like, there's no magic trick. There's no like, oh, if you just take these two steps, you'll have it all sorted. I'm just like, if you want it enough, you won't. And so, want it enough is very direct advice.
Yeah. No, that's good because I also just hate procrastination.
Yeah, I don't procrastinate. That's the other thing. Like, it's a tough thing to say, but it's like, I think a lot of people who I know who do well don't procrastinate.
I always think of, like, I think sometimes I'm doing things that another person might think of as procrastinating, but I see it as taking a break. And that's not a cop-out. It's like, I've specifically said, once I've done this, I'm going to do this, and this is going to be my reward break.
Yeah, yeah. I think procrastination also sort of gets weirdly glorified online. Like, I think there's this kind of, like, relatability to it, and I think people sometimes, like, own it because they're like, I'm procrastinating. And I get it. Like,
do the work! Doing the work is so much better.
Genuinely. Like, it's like...
More exciting!
I get that sometimes people aren't in a position to, but if people don't be proud of the fact that you're procrastinating, like, you shouldn't be, and... there's nothing, like, poetic about it. It's just like, no, just do it. If you care about it enough, just like, shut up and do it, I guess. Yeah. I'm very direct.
I like it. We have another question here. Mm-hmm. Hey, Hannah and Sammy. Hello.
Hello.
How long into dating a blind date should I know if I want to make it a relationship? I have had 3 dates with this new guy and enjoy his company but not feeling the attraction. I am in my later 20s and haven't dated much, so wondering if I am just so used to being on my own that I don't want to let him in. Interesting. And this is from someone with a female name, so I'm assuming female.
Yeah.
I would say, like, to be honest, I've sometimes known after one date if I'm not feeling the attraction. And I don't think it's got anything to do with you, like, having a guard up or, like, not wanting to let anyone in. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if you met someone who you did have that attraction to and you did, like, want to be in a relationship with, like, that would naturally happen. You would naturally want to open up. So, like, you've just said it. You're not feeling the attraction. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'd be a good friend.
Loves
but 3 dates, I think, is enough time to know. 1 date is enough time to know. Sometimes you might not know after, like, 10 dates.
It's, yeah.
I don't know. Like,
It's such an abstract thing. Like, I think putting a number on it would be reductive.
Yeah, exactly.
I think sometimes on paper someone can be really like, there's every reason for us to be together. And other times it's like, we have nothing in common, but I still feel the spark. And I think that's not, you can't like work that shit out mathematically. Like, that's just like, if after three you're still not feeling it, do you feel like it's just never going to work? Or do you feel like you need to keep going on more to work it out? And as long as that's not strenuous on him, but I think be open with him in terms of, like, if he starts to be like, so wait, there's been 5 dates now and we've not held hands, is, like, are you not really feeling it? Then
that's when the conversation happens.
Have that conversation. Yeah. But until then, like, I feel like you're allowed to just keep trying and seeing what works, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
God, I've never done this.
You feeling scared? Okay, we're going to do some more questions. Mm-hmm. Right after this.
She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Break down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, to toe to toe. There is grip me, but here I go. My heart sinks as I come up. Your anger's sad that my heart is shining up. Do you know where the waffings go? They go on to take your honey. Bring down our sleep. Build our breakfast, now let's eat, my love, my love, my love. She bruises calls, she splutters pistol shots. Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle and toe to toe. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene, my love, my love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
On FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, if you want to join us, yeah. Miskus says that they love our shirts.
What am I wearing? Yeah. I'm wearing some Zelda.
I'm wearing Sun Studio.
Cool.
From
all
Memphis.
Right.
I got it in Memphis.
We're genuinely matching the color scheme of this.
Of FUBAR as well.
Yeah,
totally
well.
By accident. Scott Greengrass says hello. Hi, Scott. Hello.
Hey. Hello, Scott.
And
good Jelani to see you
again. Says, what's up?
Not a lot. Just that.
Just that. Great.
I hope that's
that's
real
good.
Answer.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Melanie, our dear friend Melanie Murphy, tweeted us earlier saying, dribbling over both your accents next to each other, pals.
Good.
That diction.
Melanie Murphy.
Melanie Murphy, you dirty bitch.
Hello, dirty.
You're a dirty bitch.
I'm femme. That was her recent poem. Hello there.
I can call her a bitch. She's my friend. That's how it works, right? Yeah, I reclaimed it.
Correct. That's the right way to approach morality.
Oh my god. Okay. More drunk advice questions. Let me find them. Wait, hold on. Have we got any
killer advice?
Is there any? Let me see. Oh, hold on. Which ones do you want to answer? Anyone's any sticking up to you? I like
Do any?
This one from Anonymous.
All right.
I haven't had sex in 3 years.
This one's from me.
Let alone being in a relationship. What's the best way to get back into it? Casual hookup or relationship? That's interesting that there's like a dichotomy of like,
right.
Must be one or the other.
And also interesting that we're meant to make the character assessment of this anonymous person.
Yeah, I believe what is best for you, what I know about you very deeply and purely. Because I know you so well that I believe that this option is definitely the right choice for you.
I feel like I should just pick one and not explain why. I'd just be like, yep, that's my answer. Who are you as a person?
Let us know. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, all right. A casual hookup can be good.
Let's do pros and cons.
Because a casual hookup, it's like, if you haven't done it in 3 years and you're like, I really need to do it, then you could do it and just like totally mess it up if you need to.
You're never
going to
see him again, potentially.
If you don't want to, you know, like.
But it could be really bad and it could be like.
You could get.
But it could be amazing. This is the thing. It's a gamble. The casual hookup is definitely a gamble.
You might get attached if it's been 3 years. It might be like, it's been so long since I've done this. But then relationship, could be crazy to jump into that, having not after 3 years, but maybe that'll be good. We are given some solid advice for her.
Also, I think that there is no decision to be made here. It's you're not going to like wake up one day and be like, today I'm going to have sex again for the first time in 3 years and I've decided it's going to be in a relationship.
Right,
or I've decided it's going to be a casual hookup. Just live your life and then...
Yeah.
It will unfold and maybe you'll fuck someone today.
Thank you. I will take that advice.
No, bye? Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, just let it happen.
Let
and
it
just,
go.
You won't, there's no way. If you're ultimately asking this question because you're scared of getting hurt, there's no one way or another. Do you know what I mean? Like, so just, you're going to have to ride that train and see which one, where you end up.
Ride that train. I always say ride the wave, but riding the train.
Trains
could be a bit safer.
Waves are quite scary.
I hate waves.
You know? What's like a train is like, you know, it will keep trucking. Like,
keep trucking, might stop at a few red signals along the way.
Right,
but ultimately,
late.
You're going to get to your destination.
Oh, it's beautiful. Write that down. Write it down.
Okay. Another anonymous. Do you want to read this one out, Sam?
This one's me again. they're all me. I broke up with my ex. And I'm very dyslexic, so apologies.
Oh, do you want me to read it?
No, I'm going to attempt it.
Okay.
I broke up with my ex nearly 2 years ago. I haven't been in a relationship since. We'd been together for 2 years, on and off.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think of him or us nearly daily. Any tips on how to get over him?
Good job, by the way. You read that perfectly.
Yeah, apart from I didn't take it in, so I've just had to read it again.
Oh.
Actually, like, taking in the meaning.
Well, for the people listening.
The non-dyslexics of all. Getting over someone's, like, there's no easy fix to that, I think. Like, I think time is the biggest thing, and it's cruel because you can't fast forward that process, but...
I imagine that when you're thinking of him or of your relationship, you're thinking of all of, like, the positive things, and you tend to look back on things with, like, the rose-tinted glasses on. So maybe try and remember the bad stuff, too. Balance it out a little bit. Why did you guys break up? If it was on and off, why was it so on and off? To me, that's a red flag of the signs of, like, a bad relationship. But it's usually those ones that are so on and off that are, like, the crazy passionate ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be why it's really hard for you to get over them, because it's such a visceral kind of attraction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and also, after 2 years, you're going to get to know someone really well and you're going to be invested and care about that person. And it means that finding someone else will never instantly live up to that person, because at the end of the day, you're comparing someone who you don't know nearly as well to someone you have such a deep understanding of.
And so I find that, like, when I came out of, like, a 3-year relationship, like, I found it really hard to, like, see other people as complexly. And that was really stupid because it was, like... Well, only
because it takes 3 years, like, or what, however long, right, to, like...
To know that person that well. So I think it's, like, you've got to remind yourself that, like, people are able to portray the same level of complexity. You just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. And also, go on.
Yeah, I just think it's like give other people a chance, and like sometimes it will feel like that's the best you've ever gotten because that's all you know.
Yeah.
When actually you need to give yourself time to get to know someone else or something else.
Also, I'll just say, like, maybe it's been 2 years since you've broken up, so maybe you've already covered these basics of getting over someone. But just in case you haven't, best way to get over someone is to not talk to them, not see them, not like mute them on all social media. Just go cold turkey. I don't know. You've not said if you do that or not. So just FYI, that's a good place to start when it comes to getting over someone. Doesn't mean you can't be friends with them in the future. Like, that's always a possibility. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's so dependent on the situation, but... Yeah, I think that can help. I think giving yourself that space is really useful, and like being in control of when you are exposed to them.
Let's do one more super quick one.
Okay.
This one. How to deal with a 9-hour time difference. Me and my friend barely get to talk. Going to be real with you, Izzy. I barely talk to my friends and we're in the same time zone.
That's sad.
I know. No, but I think that when you do live in such different time zones and you want to stay in touch with your friend, then talking being like the only way that you can really communicate... And not finding time to do that is difficult, rather than actually just being able to, like, go hang out with them. But I will say that if you can't find the time to actually, like, live talk to each other, like, on Skype or FaceTime or whatever, send each other, like, video messages or audio messages or other texts or letters or whatever that you can read and respond to in your own time. So you're still feeling close, and then when you do have the time, and it can be a very special time when you speak in person, but yeah, don't put all of your focus and energy on that, because then you just get sad.
Well, when I started uni, like, it was when I got very into YouTube, and my sleep pattern was just like horrendous.
It was like you were 9 hours,
right? It, like, different. That didn't make any difference, because we'd Skype and we'd start Skyping at 1 a.m. and finish at like 5.
Oh my god! So that sounds horrible.
Yeah, but when you're in uni, it's more like that's just what you're doing. But like, I think over time, when I continue to have friendships with people in different time zones, video messaging was the best way, like leaving each other.
Yeah.
Like, me and my friend Morgan used to have a series that we'd make for each other called Who Needs Snapchat Episode 1 or like 2 or whatever. And we'd just leave each other like long video message, and it felt more personal and less measured than like a written letter where you've edited it and you've thought about it. So there's still that authenticity, and there's still that level of like rawness that you get with live conversation. And yet, it was just kind of shot back and forth.
Nice.
Ultimately, my friends in different time zones ended up just moving here. So,
just,
like, that's my
just
advice.
Just move towards each other and it'll be fine.
Right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Sammy, for...
Thank you for having me.
...joining me in the studio today. If you just caught the end or you want to re-listen, you can listen to it again or download it from foobarradio.com. It will be online after the show has finished, and it's also available to download as a podcast on iTunes. All the girls on the block knocking.